Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, TiVo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I know everybody's having a wonderful day on today because this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope you woke up this morning rejoicing and being glad that you're in this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead with our announcement. I want to make sure if you missed it yesterday, the shows are pre-recorded, but we had none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She's on every Saturday, but you can also go back and hear the show. It's pre-recorded. Amen. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour Power. I am the first Hour Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss the shows. You want to go over and show love. Amen. You know, love is what it does. So I encourage you to go over and show love. Hallelujah. And then if you move on back just a little bit, just take a step back, all the way back up to Tuesday. We have one word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Oh, my God, my God. If you missed this show, you have missed a treat. Like I said, you can go back and hear it on demand. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Inbox them. You will go on Facebook and you'll inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be. If you can't get in touch with either of them, there are many on the WOW team that you can hook up with, and we'll hook you up with them. Glory to God. Because guess what? We want you to get what you need. And we are in a day and a season and in a time where everybody needs to, you know, be ready to work for the Lord because we need more workers. You know, many are called, few are chosen. He said the laborers are few. Glory to God. So we need more laborers out there working for Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Not you know, another job and another job and another job. No, working for Jesus Christ to get the word out, to help people to get to be saved. Glory to God. That's what we need. So I want you to go ahead and inbox either or. Amen. And let them know what you may need. Hallelujah. Let's get ready. Hallelujah. For an awesome, awesome time in the Lord. And I also want you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many things. You will receive all the way down from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Glory to God. Saturday, Sunday, the word just keep coming and keep coming. The word will never fail. Glory to God. We fail the word, but the word won't fail because if you work this word, it will work. There's one thing about the thing that I learned as on my walk with Christ is that if you don't work this word, it ain't gonna work. If you don't go to work, then understand, you don't get paid, right? Come on, somebody. It's all right. Glory to God. So if we don't work this word, then guess what? We get nothing. If we believe it, then we got to work it. Because he said faith without works is what? I heard y'all holler at our dead. Correct. Come on and work the word. Glory to God. So it can bring life to your body. It can bring life to the situations around you. It can stamp out some stuff that shouldn't be around you. Glory to God. Work the word and it will work. Hallelujah. Because understand, like I said, if you don't go to work, You don't get no paycheck. Hallelujah. Yeah, I understand your annual leave and sick leave days and all that good stuff. But what if you don't have any? Then you got to what? Hit the clock, make sure you hit it every time and on time. Good God Almighty. So that's where it is about the word. You got to make sure you hit the word every time, on time, all the time. So it will work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see we have a caller that's been on for a minute. So before I open us up in prayer and get in our word, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take this call. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5 is where I'm going to be coming from. I'm going to try to bring this call in. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller 917. You're live and on the air.
Praise God. God bless your prophet. This is Brother Coleman calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a first-time caller. Just looking in, this felt led to call in, and I just thank God, amen, to be on the airway. And I just want to pray of agreement. I have a God daughter named Shamika Alexander, and I'm believing God to perform a miracle suddenly and speedily where God will bring deliverance, bring her out of her lawlessness, and bring her back to a right place with God and her relationship with me. And I would like prayers for me, however way the Lord would lead you. God bless you.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, God, to deliver, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Lord, you said if we stand in touch too, in agreement, Lord God, it shall be done. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to bring her back into the fold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall say, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it is so and it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let nothing hold her back, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever's holding on the left, on the right, Lord, we ask you, God, to take their hands down and take your hands off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the man of God that's called in on today, Lord. We ask you, God, to give him comfort, give him peace in his mind, Lord God. Father God, we break this generational curse and hold on him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it, Lord God. It shall not pass down from generation to generation. We break it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, give him peace. Give him comfort in your word, Lord God. Let him know that there ain't lack in your word, because you're not a God of lack. You're a God of increase, Lord. You'll increase him in his faith, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll build him up, Lord, where he's torn down, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word that he speaks shall go out, Lord God, and it shall heal those that need healing and deliver those that need deliverance and set free the captives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God, and thank you for calling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go on with our message. Hallelujah. I'm going to first open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Everyone listening, go ahead and text a friend, text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them. Go ahead and let them know that it's going down on Prophetic Corner Ministries on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to let this word be, Lord God, a meditation to their heart and their mind, Lord God. Let them clear their minds from whatever it was that happened on yesterday so they can receive the word of God, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can wipe a slate clean. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all those that are listening, Lord God, by phone, Lord God, or listening, Lord God, on computer, however they're listening. Lord God, by way of, we ask you, Lord God, to let this be a word, Lord God, that they can grab hold to and not let it go until you bless them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those that need healing in their body, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that are having cramps in their legs, we ask you, God, to heal it because, Lord, we know it's not you. We know, Lord God, that sometimes things get, Lord God, to where they can't even walk. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, and heal them where they hurt, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Where this potassium is too low, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, or whatever the need may be. Because we know, Lord, one touch from you, it'll make everything all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need healing in their body one way or the other, Lord God. Whichever way, it doesn't matter because we know we serve an on-time God who can heal any and all things. things. Hallelujah. Not just one, any and all things. There is nothing that he can't do. We know that there is nothing that you can't heal because you made this body. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now for healing in the body, Lord God, healing in the mind, Lord, touching the legs, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to regenerate them, Lord God, rejuvenate them, Lord God. Give them their spirit, their happiness that they lost. Give it back to them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that if we come to you, Lord God, oh, my Lord, that you will rejuvenate us and give us the joy, Lord God, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, you'll turn around and make it good. Whatever made them lose their joy, unspeakable, hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, we know, Lord God, you can give them back to them, Lord God, more than they had right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for those that are listening, Lord God. And for those that want to listen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. We know that there is nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be reading today from chapter 5 of Matthew. The title of my message today is Let Your Light Shine. You know, everybody don't let their light shine, even those who are walking in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes there'd be some of the meanest people you ever want to see. Glory to God. I'm like, okay, what's wrong with you? You say, you love the Lord, then why aren't you smiling? Why are you so mean to everybody? Oh, my God, my God. I know y'all have seen people like this. Hallelujah. Sometimes they have so much going on. It's, well, you know what? I got so much going on. Then you let it steal your joy. But you need to always let your light shine, even though you do have a lot going on. You know, I was told, you know, just make sure you dress up and you put on your best face and still you walk on in Christ. You don't have to let everybody know what you're going through. Hallelujah. Because guess what they'll say to them? Uh-huh. You see there? She ain't no Christian because she believed like she said she believed. And if he believed like he said he believed, then why is she walking around with all that tied up on her face? Glory to God. My God. And she always say God is a good God. Well, where is that good God shining from you? Hallelujah. Where is that light? Hallelujah. So go ahead and turn your flashlight on. Make sure you got the proper batteries. Hallelujah. When you turn your light on, and guess what? The proper batteries is the word of God. Good God Almighty. Because when you're full of the word of God and you know, say, Lord, I know I grab hold and I don't let it go because I know what you said, Lord God. You said you are the peacekeeper. You're the peacemaker. Lord, you said, Lord God, oh, wherever I am, Lord God, you'll bless me. Oh, my Lord. So if you walk with me and you sit with him, he will bless you. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead and get in our message, chapter 5 of Matthew. I'm going to start at the first verse. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them. You know, some people don't want to be taught. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you have to be taught. Hallelujah. Don't get mad when God has raised someone up. Hallelujah. To teach you. You know, you say, well, I done heard that before. I done heard that message before, and I heard that word before. Yeah, but guess what? He'll bring it to you again. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when he bring it the first time, you didn't get it. And he'll bring it back the second time, even the third time. Sometimes he'll bring it back up the fourth time so you can really, really get it. Hallelujah. So you'll know what to do with it when you get it. But you see right here, and he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. You know, there was a great multitude, and they knew that they had spiritual needs. So guess what they did? They went on and sat down and listened. Can you just sit down and listen sometimes? Do you always have to be up talking? Hallelujah. Can't you not? You know, we are as people, we got to learn how to receive. This wasn't the way I was going, but let's go. Hallelujah. You know, you got to learn how to sit and listen and receive. Yeah, you might have known what they told you last time. True. But guess what? He bring it to you again for a reason. There's a reason. Like we say, there's a reason for every season. And you know, season's change. And he's bringing it to you again so you'll know what to do with it this time. He said, okay, wait a minute, Lord. Now, I done heard this once. I done heard this twice. So now here you come again with it. So it's got to be something. something you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Always have a list in your ear, and I always say, write it down. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, God will comfort you through his word. If you read it and you believe it, you receive it, you hear it, he will bring you comfort through his word. It ain't nothing God can't do. So I don't know why we think, okay, just because you go through a little, I know as you go through a little bump, hit some humps and some bumps in the road, and, you know, okay, well, he must not be listening. No, he's listening, but don't expect him to get you out just sometimes right away, because if he gets you out right away, sometimes, yeah, what you going to do? Go back and do the same old. There's some of that long suffering sometimes. You may not come out of it right away, but guess what? You will come out, and you will come out victoriously. Glory to God. He will comfort you. He is a comforter. But you got to understand, you got to learn how to receive and listen and hear, believe, pray, all those things, hallelujah. I keep hearing so much. You know, people say, well, I want a closer walk. Well, you ain't got to keep asking. It's up to you. You always say, well, Lord, I want that closer walk with you. When you began to read this word, when you began to set time aside and pray and seek God's face, guess what? It's going to come, but you can't do it. Let me help you out now. You can't do it just one time. You're going to have to be continuing to do it. That's each and every day. And guess what? He'll show up and he'll show out in your life, and you'll get so excited. I know I used to get so excited. I'm just that excited when the word comes to me. Oh, my God, my God. It's just awesome. So you will get so excited. Say, Lord, you're talking to me? You're telling me this? Oh, my God, you will just totally enjoy it. Let's move on. And said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know what a meek, understand what a meek person is. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to be humble and meek. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it will take you a long, long, long way. Let's read on down to 6, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see right here, he said, if you hunger and you thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. You know, there are people who do want to do right, who do want to do right. There are. There are some that want to do right, want to live their life right. They want to walk with God right. But you know what? Hallelujah. When you get ready to walk with God right, understand evil is always present. It's always going to be there, but you have a choice. He don't make us do nothing. We have a choice to choose the good or the bad or the ugly, whichever you want. Hallelujah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Glory to God. You can just go ahead and throw the last two out and just choose the good. Choose to do good. Hallelujah. And you shall be filled. He going to fill you, hallelujah, with the precious Holy Ghost. He going to fill you with the word of God. So when you read it, he's going to give you revelation. You're going to be thinking, oh, my God. You know, Lord, it ain't my time yet, is it? Because you're just giving me so much and so much. Hallelujah. Let's move to 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, you know what a merciful person is. A merciful person is one that has compassion, forgiveness, is shown towards someone whom is within one's power. You know, you can help somebody, even if you want to do what they want to do wrong. You know, you pray for them. You say, well, Lord, you know, I know that's wrong. You know, I got to pray. You know, let me help you out. Some people don't always want you to correct them, so you have to be careful about that. Hallelujah. I mean, you think you miss Goody Two Shoes. You always correct it when I say stuff. You know, God, let God be your guide, and he'll tell you what to say. He'll tell you when to say and how to say it. You can't just lash out and just say what you want to say. It is the things that you know are wrong. There is a way you can tell them where they will receive it. So you got to understand that and know how to talk to people. Some people just don't know how to talk to people, and some people just don't care. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah to 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, if you're pure, hallelujah, you know, it will go a long way, and you can tell somebody what they heard about another person, you know, and then just turn, they turn things all the way around. Glory to God. Ain't that something? You got to make sure you got a pure heart. That's why we always say, create in me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. Because you get, somebody will come and tell you something about another person, and guess what you'll do? You'll perceive that person as being just like that. Hallelujah. They, nothing else now. If I come and tell you that, you know, number nine, you know, they over there, honey, let me tell you how number nine is. They like this and they like that. You already setting off bad vibes about that person. Well, when that person hear that about that person, then guess what? They going to believe just like that. But when you stay biased, say, okay, I'm biased in that. Gossiping is wrong. And be biased in that stuff when they come to tell you, oh, crazy stuff about other people. Because it's just not right. But they will come and they'll set the stage. And so whenever that person see you, then guess what? They already done told them something bad about you. So guess what? They thought about what you told them. So now it's in them, and that's just exactly how they're going to treat you. Mm-hmm. I know how you are. I know what they said about you. But none of it will be true. Glory to God. None of it. Hallelujah. Let's move to nine. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, there are some people that like to keep peace, and there are some people who just really don't care. Are you one of those people that likes to keep peace? Always know that you know that you know that you want to keep peace all around you. So don't go off sending off no negative vibes and telling folks no crazy stuff. You know, we live in a real world. We are supposed to be real Christians. Let me put it like that. We are supposed to be. But there are some that says, I'm say Christians, oh my God, hallelujah. They can bring some negative stuff around you and talking about other people, slandering people, glory to God, and talking all kinds of stuff and stirring up stuff. My God, my God. Are you one of the peacemakers? Understand, choose this day. Are you a peacemaker, a peacekeeper, or a peacebreaker? Which one are you? Hallelujah. Because this is the season right now. You know, I was looking at the TV, and, you know, there was a stabbing over some chicken. Oh, good God Almighty. And someone was telling me, you know, I tried one of those chicken sandwiches, and they were good. But get what I told them? I said, if they're going to be killing people on chicken sandwiches, I don't need to eat man one of them. I don't think I'll go get one of them. Glory to God. I just think about it. Over a chicken sandwich, have an altercation over just a chicken sandwich? Oh, my God. I don't think I need to go get one of them. That one chicken, I think I'll let him die. I don't want that one of him. Glory to God. Let's just move on. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's move to 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You know, when you say, okay, yeah, I'm a prophet. You say, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. You know, I'm a minister. I am. You know, people are going to come against you. So that's just one thing you have to be ready. It's okay, you just have to be ready. Hallelujah. But you don't have to, you know what, you really don't even have to say anything. You just be ready and know that you know that you know in your spirit that God called you. It ain't man. God called you, not man. God called you. Hey, glory to God. And just learn how to walk away from them. Let's leave them standing up there talking. But some stuff you just really shouldn't entertain. Because think about it, they persecuted Jesus the same way, didn't it? Glory to God. Look what they did to him. Spat in his face, crowns on his head. Glory to God. So if you're in him, expect to get that. Hallelujah. And there are times when you have to say certain stuff and look, you know, it's okay. If you don't believe, then you don't have to. Just don't worry about it. But don't bring it to me, okay? It's okay. You keep your thoughts to yourself and learn how to walk away, but don't get in an altercation, hallelujah, with that person about who called who and what the Lord is saying to you. And, oh, my God, hallelujah. We're out here to save souls. That's what we're here for, to get others saved. He brought you out so you can go and tell somebody else about Christ. And that's what you need. Hallelujah. You're not out here to talk about who called who and who ordained who and how you began to be a pastor, a prophet, a teacher. You're not out here to give them, you know, information on how you got to that place. Glory to God. We're out here to win souls. Let that be your main focus and forget about people. Forget about trying to always give them a piece of your mind. Forget about always trying to tell them off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's move on. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I'm on 12. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So be glad when you're persecuted for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Because you walk not in his flesh. You walk in his spirit. So continue to walk in the spirit. Continue to read the word of God. Know the word of God. Meditate on the word of God and make sure you understand the word of God. Also, when you're reading it, if you don't understand, I'm going to hook you up with some hookup so you can get online, go on Facebook. Hallelujah. I ask you to go on there right now. Hallelujah. You know, we say down south, nah, okay? Hallelujah. But yeah, I understand if you're in the other states, you say now so I can talk correctly, okay? But go on right now and hook up and get hooked up so you can know what you need to know, how to do it, when to do it. Hallelujah. But you don't want to go out there and mess nobody up. You want to make sure that you know what you're doing. When you go out there and you talk to someone about Jesus, when you lead someone to Christ, glory to God. So I encourage you to go on Facebook and hit them up. Apostle Yvonne Rouse, it would be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and connect with them and let them know what the need may be. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on to 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is this forth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Let's go on to 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You know, if you lose what you got, and you know you can lose it, you know, some people say, well, you know, once saved, always saved. Okay, glory to God. Well, amen. Well, understand, if God gave you a gift and you don't use it, then yeah, you can lose it. Hallelujah. And if you don't lose it, if you don't use it for the right reason, you know, if you just try to use it because you want people to see you and you try to make a platform for yourself, not for use it for God's purpose, then guess what? You're going to lose it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you don't use it the right way, if you're just using it just because you want to get recognition and you want to get a church and you want to go in places and you want people to see you, look at me. I am who I am. I am Sister Number 9. Do you see me? I am. I am a pastor. I am a preacher. I'm a teacher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you will lose it if you don't use it for the right reason. The anointing will never be the same. Hallelujah. Because God can't dwell there because you're so puffed up. He can't tell you nothing. Hallelujah. Jesus can't dwell in that. He can't tell you nothing. So you need to learn how to humble yourself. Hallelujah. And let your light so shine so people can see the God in you. It's not that you walk around like a statue, but someone ought to see some light shining in you. Glory to God. That, you know, they may walk away and say, well, you know what? I know she ain't going to do that. Hallelujah. I know he's not going to do that. He's not going to be a part of that. She ain't going to be a part of that. That's your light shining because people have seen you and they know what you'll do and what you won't do because he's calling us out. Hallelujah. Amongst the people in the world to get them saved. Hallelujah. He wants you to go out and win souls. Hallelujah. But don't just go out there. Hallelujah. Mess nobody up. Understand you got to go out there with your light shining. Don't you know when you go in the store, hallelujah, and people can see, they can tell, they always saying, well, you know what? It looks like, you know, what you got on your face? You got on makeup? No, I do not. I really don't. They say, oh, well, okay. You look like you got on makeup. I just said, no, I don't tell them nothing else. They can know all that. I just said, no, glory to God. No, I don't have on makeup. But when you walk with Jesus, your light going to shine. It's going to shine through your face. You're going to have the joy on your face. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. And that's how you know you're going to win some souls out there. Glory to God. But you don't have to go out there and say, well, you know what? I am a prophet. Hallelujah. And you need to listen to me. Well, guess what? You just lost that soul. Hallelujah. And guess what? They done went on to somebody else. You have to just pray that God will send somebody else back because you just messed them up. Hallelujah. And that'll make them not believe if you go out there like that. And when you're in a store and people are being mean to you, and I mean, let me help you out. You know, this season right here, it's happening. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's something around these holiday seasons. I don't know if they don't have enough money or what. But I'd be like, good God, my Lord. They do. They'll be mean to you. They'll throw your food over the counter, hallelujah, and do different stuff. But you know what, hallelujah. And you can say, okay, hold up, ma'am, is there something wrong? You know, is there something wrong? You know, you're having some problems. Can I help you, you know? Hallelujah, glory to God. There's a way to handle it. But don't get mad. Well, you know what, hold up. You go back there and you get your manager because you ain't acting right. No, you got to let your light shine. You have to come off a little better than what they did, the way they did you. Glory to God. Because you can't win a soul like that. Hallelujah. Let your light shine when you go to the gas pump and somebody cut in front of you. I said, oh, my Lord. Glory to God. How many times have I had it happen? Hallelujah. Me and someone was going in up to get some gas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they were cutting left and right. And so we bust out and we went to laugh. And I'm like, oh, my God. I guess they really need it. You know, they might have been on empty. I don't know. But they bust out and went to laugh. And so I did, too. We just laughed about it. Glory to God. I'm like, man, okay, they might have needed it right then. If they switched the car, they might not have crunk no more. I don't know. Glory to God. But understand, you got to let your light shine, even though when you know that when you don't think that the people see you, but understand God still sees you. Glory to God. He sees you, what you say, he hears what you say, and he sees what you do. There we go. Couldn't get it out, but we got it. Glory to God. So understand, hallelujah, let your light shine wherever you at, on your job, let your light shine, hallelujah. Be careful about ranting and raving about things that you really don't know don't understand and know what happened, you know. That's exactly what it is. I know sometimes it can get a little loud and you can get a little, you know, off balance, but ask the Lord to help you hold your mule, glory to God, and just pull you back in because you want your light to shine so people can receive the word of God that's coming from you. I know sometimes you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know it, but you still have to let your light shine. Hallelujah. And yes, it's a hard thing to do. I got to tell you, it ain't going to be easy because everything, hallelujah, will go wrong and everybody will come. Hallelujah. Well, what happened? See, what happened? This, that. You know what you tell them? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. You already know what happened. Then you're going to come and ask me. That's just going to throw fuel on the flame. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But that's the way you got to do it. We want to let our light shine so we can draw others to Christ because we're living in the last days. And as you can see, all the things that are going on, and every time you turn around, whenever you pray, make sure you pray for the children and pray for people. Hallelujah. How they're racing up and down the highways and hallelujah, glory to God, and not looking out for other people. Make sure you pray for those people also. Don't just pray for your foe and your no more. You know, we got to pray for everybody. And don't ever lose your saltiness for Jesus Christ. You know, things get to happening and you go through trials, you go through tribulations, you get to going and things just one thing after another, one after another, one after another. I'm like, oh God, will it ever end, Lord? Hallelujah. But you know what? You still have to keep your sanity and know that through this word, he's going to give you peace. Through this word, he's going to give you comfort. Through this word, he's going to give you joy. Through this word, he's going to give me a word that's going to turn all the situations that's going on in my life around. Glory to God. I always use myself so nobody won't say I'm talking about him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a scenario, okay? Hallelujah. But that's what you do. Hallelujah. That through this word, he's going to give you a word that will change your everlasting life. Let's move on down. Let's see just a little bit further. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine to shine before men, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, you don't supposed to be trying to get the glory. Hallelujah. God don't like nobody stealing his glory. But all you do is for the glory of God. If you're doing a good sermon, you know, say, praise God. That sermon was good. You know, I said, to God be the glory. Give it back to him so you won't think and get caught up in self saying, I did it, because you couldn't do it. If it wasn't for him, you couldn't do it. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I couldn't do nothing right here that I'm doing. Glory to God. It's all him and none of me. Hallelujah. I'm just a vessel, opened up vessel that's willing to do, what he's asking me to do. That's all it is. Glory to God. It's got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you got to do. Remember, hallelujah, it's not about us. It's not about self-gain, but it's about making sure that you have eternal life. There's a seat in the kingdom of God that's waiting on me, and that's where you want to get to. It ain't got nothing to do with all the tea in China, none of that, all the fancy clothes and none of that. He don't mind you having all that stuff. He don't mind it, but just don't let that stuff get you caught up, and that's all you want to do, and live in your big mansion every day, cross your legs, and sit up on the coffee table, your Bible, you do everything. You know what? I noticed, hallelujah, when I watch on TV sometimes, everybody got a Bible, and guess what? It's on the shelf, and some of them never open it. They just got it there, hallelujah, glory to God. You're sitting in there with your legs crossed, hallelujah. I guess your chestnuts roasting on an open fire, good God Almighty, hallelujah. And you have the Bible, and don't even open it to see what the Word of God says, hallelujah, glory to God. But everything we do must be done to glorify God. That's the only thing that's going to keep you. That's the only thing that's going to be with you. The only thing that's going to walk with you. The only thing that will sup with you. Hallelujah. If you sup with him, he'll sup with you. Through his word of God, he says it. When you put all things aside and know the most important thing is to read the word of God, pray, seek his face, understand what he's saying in his word, and you got it, and continue that daily. You got it. But if you can't do those things, then you won't get your closer walk you're asking for. Hallelujah. But it's easy to ask. I know they say, he said, ask and it shall be given. Yes, he did. And he also said, speak and ye shall find. So you got the first part right by asking. Hallelujah. But the seeking part that you missed it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they take the scriptures out of context. Yeah, they'll get the first part, but not the second part of it. I see that, but guess what? You got to have it all. It's all or nothing, hallelujah, glory to God. All or nothing. You can't just use part of it and not use the rest of it. Yes, he did, hallelujah. He said, I have not because I ask not, yes. I have not because I ask not, yes, yes, and yes. But in all that have not cause you ask not, guess what? There's a time when you should be giving, hallelujah. And then when you're in need, glory to God, and even not in need, and you just want some stuff, he'll give it back to you. He said, also give, and it shall be given. Didn't he say it? Yes, he did. Come on, Bible scholars, talk to me. I can hear you, hallelujah, glory to God. I hear you in the spirit. He said, give, and it shall be given. Hallelujah. But do you give? Now you just said, Lord told me, and he said, it shall be given. Yeah, you got the last part, but what about the first part? Give, and it shall, okay, be given. Whatever you need, somebody bring it back. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, my God, just hold on, hallelujah, and let your light shine and be the salt of the earth. Keep your salty flavor, hallelujah. Oh, my God, for the Lord thy God, always seeking. Seek him as much as you can, hallelujah. Because we're living in the last days now. You know, you see things that are going on, all kinds of stuff, different stuff in different places, hallelujah. Oh, my God, different earthquakes and things are happening. And we want you to make sure that you're connected to the vine. Glory to God, hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to stop right there, hallelujah. I'm being led to pray. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this day, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would give them everything that their heart desire, Lord God, as they give, and you said it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto their bosom, oh Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move the heart of man, Lord. Those that need, Lord God, to give, Lord God, in this season, Lord, then God, I ask you to prick their heart. Form to give, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the comforter. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you'll give them peace, Lord God, in the midst of the valley. You'll give them peace in the midst of a storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the shelter in a time of a storm, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that they can always find a shelter in you through the word of God, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Lord, for those that are lost, those who don't know who you are, Lord. We pray, God, that this word travel in the highways, Lord, and in the byways, Lord, go through the airways, Lord, and heal those that need healing, oh God. Lord, know that person that has lost their memory. We know, Lord, that you can bring it back, Lord God. For God, you said you'll keep them clothed in their right minds. So, Lord, we ask you to give it back to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, take your hand off in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear that that's a young person, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't losing your mind. You won't lose your mind. You're in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for renewing their mind, Lord God, for rejuvenating their mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we know that we can call on you and your answer by and by, oh God. Lord, we know we can call on you in the wee hours of the night. He never sleeps and he don't slumber. Glory to God. And he will answer prayer. Hallelujah. He will answer prayer. He still answers prayer. He's a miracle worker. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can work miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you call on him and he will answer your prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are locked up, Lord. I hear you. God, we ask you, God, to send someone by, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, to give them the comfort and peace that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them find you, Lord, the true you, the true meaning, huh? Oh, my God, of being a Christian, not just for one day, not just for 1 hour, but let them find the true meaning of being a Christian, Lord God, huh? So when they get out, Lord God, they will know to walk with you and not go back to their own ways, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the mothers, Lord. We pray for, Lord God, the families, the fathers, God, in the name of Jesus. Some of the fathers who have walked away from families, oh God, we call them back right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know that that child needs you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To help raise him up, to be the man that he's supposed to be. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, that's putting families back together. That's putting the men back in the young men's life. That's putting the mothers back into the young girls' life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're raising up a group of women, Lord God, to go, Lord God, and be the mother that these children need, Lord God, in the homes, Lord God, in the girls' home. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. So let your light shine so men can see what a good God you serve. Although you may go through trials, you may go through tribulations, but understand he is there all the time. When it seems like he ain't there, he's there. Glory to God. He never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to walk away from you. You can walk away from him and you can separate yourself from him by doing sinful things. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to, amen, get the call to salvation. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. I want you to mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be, to live this lifestyle, Lord God, to walk with you, Lord God, to have a relationship with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I repent right now for everything that I have done, every sin I have committed, Lord. I lay it on the altar. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood washed, born believer, covered under the blood. Glory to God. Get in a Bible believing church where the word of God is being taught, where the word of God is being lived, the word of God is being preached. And get your Bible that you can understand, hallelujah, so you'll know, hallelujah, what it is. And the things that you don't know, you can go in and search the meaning of it. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to get off. But don't forget, the hour of power is coming on next. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, and she's also an author, hallelujah. And you want to go to Facebook, and you can buy her book. It's on Amazon. It'll make a good Christmas present. Glory to God. Hey, okay. It'll make a good Thanksgiving present. Hallelujah. It's now coming up, holidays, so I encourage you to go on and get your book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome rest of the week. Glory to God, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.